Feeling the need for speed? ETI Eloquence is one of the fastest and most responsive text-to-speech engines on the market. Whether you're reading at a leisurely pace or blazing through documents at lightning speed, Eloquence will never lag behind. For just $25, you can have access to Eloquence on your computers, licensed with system access, your portable U3 thumb drive, and even SA2Go. If you've been looking for a portable and affordable text-to-speech engine that can keep up with your fast-paced lifestyle, you found it.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast.
Serotalk Podcast.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast, your portal to the accessible digital lifestyle.
www.serotalk.com,
a production of Serotech Corporation, creators of System Access, the System Access Mobile Network, and SA2Go. Learn about new technology, cool software, useful websites, education, information, entertainment, user comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft.
Welcome to Serotalk.
Podcast number 26. This is Mike Loft.
And I'm Ricky Inger.
Ricky, I know some people are going to be mad when I tell this, but I went outside and kicked a little box, looked down on the ground, picked it up, brought it inside, opened it up, and what should I get but one of the new NLS digital talking book players, the advanced one, actually. But here's what people might get upset. I didn't even ask for it.
So you're just that cool. People are now sending you stuff, whether you ask for it or not.
It may be one of the benefits of being in a smaller community or something. I don't know. But anyway, it was Christmas in October, and we're going to demo it. You know, we did a tech chat earlier with Lena Hinkle, but now I can give a little better feel for the speaker. Plus, there's been a firmware upgrade that now lets you plug in a USB stick and have multiple books on it, where it used to just be one.
I tend to have three or four books that I'm reading at a time, and I might have a bedtime book and a during lunch break book, and probably not the only one who does that.
Yeah, well, when you get one of these, it might just replace Victor in your bed with you there, because you might be sleeping with whatever we call this.
Yeah, haven't named it yet. Niels.
Niels?
NLS.
Oh, good boy, Niels. One sad note, and I don't even know what to say where this is concerned. I'm just totally blown away. The very person that we interviewed in the last podcast, Michael Breuer, has passed away like 3 days ago. And yeah. His wife came into the chat room, her name was Amy, and shared it with those who were there. Apparently, he had some internal bleeding, something relating to his esophagus, and basically died this past Friday. The guy was 37 years old, obviously pretty accomplished, and you know, there's two things that were interesting to me. A couple times in the interview, we had a 30-minute interview, but we talked for almost an hour and a half. A couple times in there, he said, "As long as I'm alive." It kind of makes you wonder, you know, there's all these stories about people having premonitions, not that they know they're going to leave, but that
they might have some feeling that it could happen. It's very sad news. And I guess for me, I truly do feel like we're one big community. And though Michael and I never had the opportunity to speak, I could tell listening to his interview that he really had a zest for life and a love for what he did. Though he and I weren't close, I feel like we as a community have lost somebody important. I'm just glad that he was able to speak with us and share what he did and his love for that, and we'll still have that.
He's the kind of guy you talk to him in the chats and you thought, wow, this is a cool guy. I look forward to talking with him in the future and learning from him. And, you know, we are like a community, and when we lose someone, you know, it is like a family or a close friend, you know. If nothing else, and this is really all I can say on it, is I hope if you haven't listened to Podcast 25, you go back and listen to that interview. I know it wasn't the best sounding. He'd actually asked me to wait 2 weeks because he was having DSL problems. Now, that's why you heard all those little clicks, and it was a little choppy because he had a very bad DSL connection. And to think if we hadn't pursued it, we would have missed our one chance to speak with him. But I thought he was very inspirational. There's someone who took fate and the future and his own destiny into his own hands. And I hope that that will serve as a reminder to all of us that our days on this earth are numbered. And we need to make sure that we make every day count and that we make sure that we fight for the things that we want to do.
You got it. Well said.
Coming up in the podcast, we are going to demo the new NLS digital talking book player. Also, System Access is the only screen reader that you can use through the upgrade process of Windows Vista to the new Windows 7. And when you're done, you can use it to talk you through that little wizard.
We're the only one who does that. You'll have speech all the way through, so there's no more paranoia and no need to get somebody to look over your shoulder while you're doing this. You'll have your speech from start to finish. And speaking of speech, got a pretty exciting announcement. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. We recently, about 30 days ago, in fact, rolled out a trial of ETI Eloquence for use with system access products. A lot of people are very comfortable with Eloquence, whether you're kind of pleasure reading or whether you've got that thing cranked up to lightning speed. Eloquence is one of those synthesizers that just keeps right up with you. And we are now offering that, as promised, for $25. So head on over to the My Account section in your System Access or SAMNet software. And if you don't yet have System Access or SAMNet, what better time than now to go grab a trial of it, which will include Eloquence.
You are such an eloquent speaker. If I can't have Ricky on my computer, I'm going to live with and really enjoy. I love Eloquence. That's one of the best things. It's stable. It's rock solid. I love it.
Love it, love it, love it. Good stuff. Windows 7. We did have a very short contest where you had 7 words to tell us why you should get Windows 7. And we want to say congratulations to Israel Cazares and Matt Simpson, who were the 2 winners of our Windows 7 contest. So you guys will be getting a nice little package in the mail, and I think you'll both be really excited and pleased about that.
There's been a lot of folks who have heard about, but just kind of haven't made the plunge into the Twittosphere. And this Thursday, we're going to do Twitter 101, and we're going to have a guest panel of people who have played with some of the different Twitter software, because in the past, it used to be that you had to go to the website and log in, and that's certainly one way to do it, but there's some very powerful software for both the Windows and the Macintosh and the iPhone and the Windows mobile phone, so that you can stay in touch, learn what's going on in the world, communicate with some of your best friends and family members, and stay up on all the latest news. It has become my resource for news and information. Nothing against email lists, but I just find that I can get through information much more quickly. I guess that 140-character limit is always nice.
It causes you to be a little more efficient. And we're always saying to stay connected and stay directed, and Twitter is really one of the best ways that I've found to do just that.
So if you kind of want to dive into it, just not sure where to start, we'll talk about the different software, get some folks to give their insights into the 2 different Windows clients that people are using, the McTwit and Quitter, of course, the 2 Windows clients. People always say, well, who do I follow? Well, we'll show you how to start with some of your own friends and family and just people you think are interesting. And, of course, you can always go to twitter.com/Cerotalk and follow us. Let's get into the exciting podcast.
Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys in a couple weeks.
Welcome to Cerotech's quick guide to upgrading from Windows Vista to the new Windows 7. Before upgrading, at the very least, you should have a copy of Windows 7 DVD and make sure you have available to you the 25-digit product key to enter upon completion of the upgrade. Please note, you will have speech through an upgrade. However, if you choose to install a clean copy of Windows 7, you will need to reinstall the screen reader at that time. Also important is to have, in the unlikely event that something does not go as planned, and always good practice to have copies of your installation software CDs or executable files, product keys, license keys if you will, and any passwords. To begin, insert the Windows 7 DVD into the drive. It will either come up with the installation screen, or more likely, will ask you what do you want to do. In the event that nothing happens, browse to the DVD and press Enter on setup.exe.
Run Setup X, published by Microsoft Corporation. Please wait, switching to iSecurity mode. User account control, a program needs your permission to continue. If you started this program, continue, Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Corporation.
Press spacebar on the continue button, or press Alt-C. Note, for future reference, once you've upgraded to Windows 7, the prompts will change to Alt-Y for yes, or Alt-N for no.
Cancel button, details button, continue button, Alt-C. Install Windows, check compatibility online button, Alt-C. Install now button, Alt-I. What to know before installing Windows button, Alt-W.
If you haven't done so already, you will want to check the compatibility online. This will tell you if you need to uninstall any software or drivers before upgrading. A web page will be saved on your desktop called compatibility.htm, which will advise you of anything you need to do.
Check compatibility online button. Alt-C. Windows Internet Explorer connecting. Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Heading. Find out if your PC can run Windows 7. To see if your PC is ready for Windows 7, download the free Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. It scans your PC for potential issues with your hardware, devices, and installed programs, and recommends what to do before you upgrade. The Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor checks for compatibility issues. If your PC can run Windows Vista, it can probably run Windows 7, but it's still a good idea to use the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Note, information about your PC will be sent to Microsoft, but no information will be used to identify or contact you. For more information, read the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor privacy statement. Heading, before you begin, before scanning your PC with the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor, be sure to plug in and power on any USB devices or other devices, such as printers, external hard disks, and scanners, that you regularly use with the PC you're checking. Download the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor.
Download the free Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Be sure to plug in and power on any USB devices, printers, scanners, or other hardware you plan to use in Windows 7. If you are told to uninstall any software before proceeding, exit the installation, make the necessary changes, and start the installation again.
Install Windows.
To begin installation, press the space bar on the Install button.
Install Now button. Alt I. Setup is copying temporary files. Setup is starting.
If at all possible, you will want to be online during the upgrade process. And if possible, you may wish to connect your computer directly to your router, cable modem, or DSL modem instead of using a wireless connection. Choose Go Online for updates by pressing the spacebar on the appropriate button or by pressing Alt-G.
Go online to get the latest updates for installation. Recommended. Button. Alt-G. Get the latest updates, such as security updates and hardware drivers, to help successfully install Windows. Your computer will remain connected to the internet throughout the installation process. Do not get the latest updates for installation button. Alt-D. Without these updates, installation might fail, and your computer could be more vulnerable to security threats. Why should I get updates for installation? Button. Alt-H. I want to help make Windows installation better. Checkbox. Not checked. What information will be sent to Microsoft? Button. Alt-W. Read our privacy statement. Button. Alt-R. Go online to get the latest updates for installation. Recommended. Button. Alt-G.
You will now be read a series of update percentages.
Searching for installation updates. 4%. 36%. 56%. 76%. 96%. Start button. Install Windows. Please wait.
You will now be presented with the license agreement. Please read if you like. Then check the box to proceed.
Please read the license terms. Read only text. Microsoft software license terms. I accept the license terms. Checkbox. Not checked. Checked. Next button.
Here is probably the most important decision you will need to make. If you go with the default of upgrade, Microsoft will do its best to import all of your current software and settings and drivers to the new copy of Windows 7. However, if you choose to do a clean install, you will have a brand new copy of Windows. No software or no settings will be transferred. This assumes that you want to build a brand new copy of Windows from scratch. Please note that also if you choose the clean install, you will not have speech upon completing the process. You can, however, press Windows key U to launch the Ease of Access Center to hear narrator, and then go to www.sa2go.com to reinstall System Access at that point. But this tutorial focuses on the upgrade option, which is the default. Press Alt-U to continue with the upgrade.
Upgrade button. Alt-U. Upgrade to a newer version of Windows and keep your files, settings, and programs. The option to upgrade is only available when an existing version of Windows is running. We recommend backing up your files before you proceed. Custom. Advanced. Button. Alt-C. Install a new copy of Windows. This option does not keep your files, settings, and programs. The option to make changes to disks and partitions is available when you start your computer using the installation disk. We recommend backing up your files before you proceed. Help me decide button. Alt-H. Back button. Alt-D. Upgrade button. Alt-U. Upgrade. Blank. Connecting. Next button. Alt-N. Upgrading Windows will affect the following features. Windows Vista Ultimate Extras have been discontinued and will no longer be available after upgrading to Windows 7. Next button. Alt-N. Install Windows.
You will now get some choppy speech as the upgrade takes place. There is no further intervention required on your part until the update is complete.
Upgrading Windows. That's all the information we need right now. Your computer will restart several times during the upgrade. Copying Windows installation files to your computer. 1711 of 2087 MB copied. Copying Windows files. 81%. Gathering files, settings, and programs. 0%. Expanding Windows files. 0%.
After the restart, don't panic. You will not have speech until you are prompted to enter your product key.
Windows needs to restart to continue. Restarting in 10 seconds. Restart now button. Alt-R.
Depending on the speed of your machine, this process could take up to 1 hour to complete.
Set up Windows.
Now, enter your 25-digit product key with no spaces or dashes.
Type your Windows product key. You can find your Windows product key on the label included with the package that came with your copy of Windows. The label might also be on your computer case. Activation pairs your product key with your computer. The product key looks similar to this. Product key XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX Automatically activate Windows when I'm online. Checkbox checked. What is activation? Link. Read our privacy statement. Link. Next button. Alt N.
You might wish to choose Alt I for important updates, but as always, the decision is yours.
Help protect your computer and improve Windows automatically. Use recommended settings button. Alt R. Install important and recommended updates. Help make internet browsing safer. Check online for solutions to problems and help Microsoft improve Windows. Install important updates only button. Alt I. Only install security updates and other important updates for Windows. Ask me later button. Alt A. Until you decide, your computer might be vulnerable to security threats. Learn more about each option. Link. When you use recommended settings or install updates only, some information is sent to Microsoft. The information is not used to identify you or contact you. To turn off these settings, later, search for turn off recommended setting in help and support. Read the privacy statement. Link.
You need to set your time zone, date, hour, and minute.
Review your time and date settings. Select your time zone. Drop-down list. UTC 0800 Pacific Time, US and Canada. UTC 0700 Airs. UTC 0700 UTC 0700 UTC 0600 Central America. UTC 0600 Central Time, US and Canada. 11 of list closed. Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving time. Checkbox checked. October 22nd, 2009. Editable text. Editable text. 56. List. PM. Next button. Alt N. Select your computer's current location. This computer is connected to a network. Windows will automatically apply the correct network settings based on the network's location.
If you're only using your computer at home, choose the home network option. If using at work, choose the work option. Or if you travel a lot, have mobile broadband, or plan to use a lot of public Wi-Fi networks, then consider the public option. This is the least secure. And you should install good security software if you plan to use free public Wi-Fi networks.
Home network button, Alt H. If all the computers on this network are at your home and you recognize them, this is a trusted home network. Don't choose this for public places such as coffee shops or airports. Work network button, Alt W. If all the computers on this network are at your workplace and you recognize them, this is a trusted work network. Don't choose this for public places such as coffee shops or airports. Public network button, Alt P. If you don't recognize all the computers on the network, for example, you're in a coffee shop or airport, or you have mobile broadband, this is a public network and is not trusted. Back button, Alt D. Select your computer's current location. This computer is connected to a network. Windows will automatically apply the correct network settings based on the network's location. Home network button, Alt H. Windows is finalizing your setting. Windows logon, Michael off, password, password field, blank.
Now, enter the same password you used in Vista and press enter. Now, once you've heard this sound, you are logged in and ready to enjoy your brand new Windows 7. Thanks to System Access, talking you through every step of the way. Don't have System Access installed yet? Set up your trial account at www.satogo.com. Follow the prompts, and once logged in, down arrow to install on this machine. Then, when you're ready, go to My Account to purchase a copy for yourself. Time to review the latest gem to fall into my hands. That's the new NLS Digital Talking Book Player. Actually, the advanced model. There is a basic model that my understanding is that's what most people are going to receive. And the difference is the advanced model has 5 extra buttons that allow things like setting bookmarks and navigating forward and back through files, and an information button that you use not only to read the user manual but get the current status on your battery level, how many hours of battery life you have left, and where you are in the book, and how long the book is, and all that good stuff. So let's describe the unit. The best description I can come up with is it's really about the size of the old cassette recorders. And I don't mean the NLS ones necessarily, because those were a little wider and a little thicker, but I mean the actual cassette recorders that we used to use in the 70s and 80s just to carry around, the portable ones, you know, that we would tape conversations with. The best specifications I can come up with, I haven't seen them in writing, but it looks to be about 8 inches or 20 centimeters long. I would say just shy of 6 inches or 15, maybe 14 centimeters wide, and about 1.5 inches thick, which I would say would be about 4 centimeters in depth. I hope that is accurate. It's pretty close. But again, if you remember the old cassette recorders from the 70s and 80s, that's really what this thing reminds me of. Even my son kind of said the same thing. It just has that look. Much nicer, actually. You have 16 buttons on top, a raised speaker that's 3 inches across the diameter of it, and has a very, very good sound. It has Braille labelings near the buttons to kind of let you know what each is, at least one letter. You still have to know what the buttons do. Enough markings that should help most people to be able to use the product. The layout of the unit in the very front and the bottom is a retractable handle, so we'll pull it out. And again, something that reminds me of the old cassette recorder. It feels just like it. Above that is an opening where you insert the book cartridges that the library will send you. Now, the book describes them as being about the size of a cassette, but I was not given one, and I just received it, so I didn't want to wait another 2 weeks to get this to you, so I thought it would work without that, because you can put books on your USB sticks, and we'll show you that very shortly. On the very top and the very front of it, you have three buttons. Going from left to right, the left arrow is the rewind, as indicated with the Braille letter R that's below it. In the middle is a square play stop button, and above it is the letter P. And then on the right is a arrow pointing right with the letter F below it for forward. Above that, on the left side, is a round button. I guess you call it concaved. It's recessed in a round object with a kind of a cutout in the bottom. I guess you call that concaved. And beside it, the letter P. This is your power button. You press that, the unit comes on. If there is no cartridge in it or USB drive connected, it goes into a key describer mode where you can press the keys and learn what they do, and we'll show you some of that very shortly. To the right of that is kind of a half circle or half horseshoe, whatever you call it, and it's got an S to the left of it. This is your sleep button, and just like the Victor, it toggles to 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes, and then pressing it again goes back to 15, and of course, just pressing the play button will cancel that if you decide you no longer wish for it to shut off and work in a sleep mode. On the right are two buttons with a V to the left, in the middle, right between the buttons, for volume. The top one, of course, raises the volume, and the bottom one lowers the volume. And above that are five buttons that are only on the advanced version. And from left to right, we have a diamond-shaped button with the letter I to the right of it, and also a dot in the center of it. This is your information button. This will tell you such things as the remaining amount of battery power, your current place in the book, what you're listening to, which chapter, how far you're into the book, remaining time in the book, and the total length of the book, and so forth. And holding it in 4 seconds will take you into the manual for this NLS player. It is stored on the device itself. To the right of that, we have a button. I guess you'd call the left arrow. To me, it looks like a print letter K, the way that they made it. And above it is P for previous. These are your navigation buttons. The middle one has M. It says navigation, but actually M stands for menu. And on the right is up backwards or upside down K with the letter N above it for next. Then there's another button. And the thing is, each button is shaped differently. So those of you who like that will enjoy that fact that each button has a unique feel to it. And it has a letter B to the left of it. This is your bookmark button, and we'll show you that in a little bit. Above your M, the menu, is a nice speaker. It's actually raised. There's a nice grill on it. It's about 3 inches across in diameter. It has really good sound for a portable device and pretty good volume, as we'll show you here shortly. To the left of that, there's two buttons with a T to the right in the middle between them. These are your tone controls. Obviously, the top one increases the tone while decreasing the bass, and the bottom one decreases the tone while increasing the bass. You kind of choose one or the other. But it's got a pretty good sound, as you'll see when we demonstrate it. And to the right of the speaker, the top two most right buttons, there's an S to the left of these two buttons. These are your speed controls. The top one, of course, increasing the speed. The bottom one decreasing the speed. Like the tone controls, they make a beep when you're at centered position, I guess what you would call 0 dB, or when you've reached the maximum or minimum value that these can achieve. On the right, you have first in front an earphone jack, 1/8 inch or 3.5 millimeter. Not only will this play NLS books, but also MP3 files, including stereo files. Above that is, by default, kind of covered. There's a hard piece of plastic in there, and you remove it, and what you find is a USB port. Now, this port provides two different functions depending upon your needs. For most of us, this will serve as a nice place to plug in a USB drive for books that we can download from the NLS Bard program, and that's what I'm going to do since I don't have a disk here. I have actually a U3 drive that we use for running SA2Go, and I have 19 books on it. Basically, you download the zip file books from the Bard site, and as long as you extract these zip files and then copy each directory to the root of the USB drive, it will detect those, So you can have other files, other executables, and other bits of software on there, and anything that it's capable of playing, it will recognize and make that available to you. Certainly, I'd like to have the ability to play NLS books on more mainstream devices like the iPhone. Just like the NLS BARD program is laid out and was really thought out well and works really well, this player is also a very nice device. I really have to tip my hat to the NLS. They did a great job from start to finish to making sure that they got it right. What comes in the box? Pretty straightforward. A box just big enough to hold the unit. Inserted into a plastic bag with two pieces of styrofoam on either side, three sheets of print paper, one 8.5 by 11, one bifold, and a smaller sheet with instructions, plus one page in Braille. And I'm going to read that to you now. This is exactly what it says. Getting started with your digital talking book player. 1. Remove the power cord from the rear compartment and plug the player into a power outlet. 2. The player will turn on and you will hear player on. Do not yet insert a book cartridge. 3. Press each button to hear a brief description of its purpose and use. Please listen to each message in its entirety. Once you have explored the player and you are ready to listen to a book, 1. Hold the book cartridge by the finger hole with the Braille label facing up and firmly insert it into the slot at the front of the player. 2. The book will start playing automatically. To stop playback, press the play/stop button. And then the backside with another 7 lines says, to listen to a comprehensive user guide at any time, press and hold down the diamond-shaped information button for 4 seconds. Please listen to the important safety instructions included in the user guide. Now I'll give you a little bit of a demo of the device. Again, if there's no cartridge plugged in or USB stick plugged in, when you turn it on, what happens is it goes into a key describer mode, and then you can press each key to hear what it sounds like. We're first going to simply what we call mic it, meaning that I'm going to have the microphone near the speaker so you can, as best as possible, try to get an idea of the quality of the speaker built into this device. So I'm now going to press the circular button with the P to the right of it. That's for the power.
Player on.
Now I will press the buttons. I'll play part of the descriptions for you, not all of them, but you'll hear what these buttons do.
Information. To hear the current reading position, battery status, and power source, press this information button. You may press the information button repeatedly to step through these items. You may also press and hold the information button to play the built-in user guide. Press and hold the information button again to close the user guide. Battery powered. Battery charge remaining. Less than 1 hour. Rewind. Press this rewind button once to move backward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this rewind button to move back further in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more quickly you will move backward. The player will tell you how far the reading position has moved. If you hold down the rewind button for 10 seconds, you will back up 15 minutes in the book. If you hold down the rewind button longer than 10 seconds, the reading position will continue moving, progressively faster, back to the previous chapter, where it will then move from chapter to chapter. You will hear a beep at the start of each chapter. Play, stop. To start or stop playing a book, use the large play stop button. When the book is playing, press this same button to stop the player. When you press play again, the book will continue playing where you last stopped. When you have explored all the buttons and are ready to play a book, insert a cartridge into the slot located in the front center of the player. Insert the end of the cartridge opposite the finger hole first. Push firmly to lock into place. There is a retractable handle that may be used to transport the player. You may store the power cord in the space at the back of the player when battery powered or when the player is not in use. Fast forward. Press this fast forward button once to move forward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this fast forward button to move further forward in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more quick battery low. Quickly you will move forward. Volume down. To decrease the volume by one step, press the volume down button. There are 15 volume steps. Volume up. To increase the volume by one step, press the volume up button. There are 15 volume steps. Sleep. Pressing the sleep button once will play 15 minutes of the book and then stop the machine. Pressing the sleep button twice will play the book for 30 minutes, 3 times for 45 minutes, and 4 times for 60 minutes before stopping playback. Previous element. Each time you press this previous item button, you will move to the previous item at the navigation level you have chosen. For example, If you chose Chapter from the navigation menu, then each time you press the Previous Item button, you will move to the beginning of the previous chapter. Similarly, if you chose Section or Bookmark, you will move backward to the previous section or bookmark. Navigation menu. To choose from the types of navigation available in a book, such as by chapter, section, or bookmark, press this navigation menu button repeatedly. The menu may have different choices for each book. Use the previous item button to the left or the next item button to the right to move backward or forward at your chosen navigation level. For example, if you choose to navigate by chapter, then the previous item button will move backward a chapter at a time, and the next item button will move forward a chapter at a time. Next element. Each time you press this next item button, you will move to the next item at the navigation level you have chosen. Bookmark. Press the bookmark button to set a bookmark at the current reading position. To return to a bookmarked position, press the menu button until you hear Bookmark Jump. Then use the previous and next buttons to move backwards or forwards to your bookmarked positions. When you reach the desired position, you can press Play to continue reading or press Bookmark again to delete that bookmark. Tone up. To raise the tone of the voice by one step, press the Tone Up button. There are 11 tone steps. The player will tell you when the voice tone is normal. Tone down. To lower the tone of the voice by one step, press the Tone Down button. There are 11 tone steps. The player will tell you when the voice tone is normal. Speed up. To increase the reading speed by one step, press the Speed Up button. There are 16 speed steps. The player will tell you when the reading speed is normal. Speed adjustment can only be performed with a book inserted in the player. The speed cannot be changed in button describer mode. Speed down. To decrease the reading speed by one step, press the Speed Down button. There are 16 speed steps.
So that's what you get with no cartridge inserted. And again, if you press the I button for information, hold it down for 4 seconds, it will read you the user manual built in to the product. Well, now what you've been waiting for, to actually hear the player in motion. I patched it into my mixer so that you can get a true idea of the fidelity that you're going to get if hooked to a decent pair of speakers or a good pair of earbuds or headphones. I will now press the power button.
Player on.
Now what you will hear, because there's a USB stick inserted, is these tones until it indexes the USB stick to see what contents it contains. Now this seems to take a little while because it's an 8 gig drive and it's a U3 disk, and maybe using a 2 gig standard USB drive might speed up this process, or the fact that there's other files on here that aren't digital talking books that it has to sort through. All could be factors on why this takes a few seconds. But you'll see we have 19 books available.
19 books.
Consumer Reports, September 2009.
Current position.
Contents. Page 5. 3 minutes. Viewpoint. Mandatory arbitration locks consumers out of court.
I don't normally read that fast, but I did that just to show you that it remembers not only your position in the book or magazine, it also remembers the speed that you were using, as well as your setting in the tone controls. Let's hit play.
Page 6, 3 minutes. From our present, homeowners insurance woes. Page 6, 2 minutes.
Now you hear it at its fastest speed possible. New rules, and again, you'll know when you get to the maximum and minimum by the double beep.
33 minutes.
Or we can press the bottom of the two buttons on the far right and the top.
Cover story. Best drugs for colds, flu, and more. Brands to buy and those to skip for what ails you. Plus,
now we are at the normal speed at which this book is being read. I want to show you the tone controls because I think they're very interesting in the way they work.
Patients beware. Our exclusive.
They are set at the normal position right now. So as you press. Again, also, remember on the top left, you have T on the right and two keys, the top one, increasing the tone, which also decreases answered. The bass.
Our medical advisors tackle reader queries. Page 24, 6 minutes.
Best health plan. That's maximum tone, which plus, also seems to be minimum bass. Now, of course, you would expect as you press the down button that it decreases the tone and increases the bass.
Ensuring your home. We compare,
but when we go beyond the zero position, we get even more bass.
Readers. Plus, how to buy only what you need. Page 30. Ratings. Page 33.
So if you like the minutes. Bass, you're going to love this mortgage. Device. Let me unplug it so you can hear just what it sounds like through the speaker.
Mortgages can be good for some seniors, but they stand to become the next mortgage mess. Page 35.
So that's a little too much bass for me, but if you like bass, maybe go one notch up from the bottom.
Page 42. Ratings. Page 42.
Or for the sake of this podcast.
Top plasma TVs.
We'll stay with the flat position.
Models to consider. Page 43. ratings, page 43.
So now we've heard how fast it can sound. What if we press the speed controls and see how slow can you go?
Include 26 new point-and-shoot models.
All right, enough
page
of that.
44. Ratings, pages 45 and 46. 64.
Now what we have, of course, are the next
freezers.
Or previous
three
menu and next
and
buttons.
Don't buy.
Let's see what we have in this magazine. As the help told us before, it's going to depend on the way the book or magazine is marked up. Let's see what our options are here by pressing the M or menu key.
Front matter, jump.
Relief fixes,
section, jump.
Save K,
subsection, jump.
Out of
phrase, jump.
Prevent car,
bookmark, jump.
Possibly car.
Front matter, jump.
Our repairs, page 50.
So, again, magazines are different from books. Like one of the books I just finished reading on here actually navigated by phrase, by chapter, or by bookmark. And that was one of the new books that the NLS is outsourcing. They're bringing in audiobooks created by other production companies.
Road tests of the Audi Q5.
So let's see what we get if we press N in a default mode.
Letters. Reading time, 3 minutes. Ask our experts. Reading time, 3 minutes.
So again, we're moving by article at this point.
Agencies won't fix a minor glitch on viewpoint.
Likewise, if we hit the back key.
Ask our experts. Letters. Volvo XC6 contents.
At any point we find something of interest, we can go over and press the key with the B beside it as bookmark.
Mandatory arbitrate
bookmark inserted
and locks consumers out of the
now. If we want to move back and forward again, we can hit the left arrow key at the very bottom, hitting it just once.
Back 10 seconds.
Well, actually, I hit it twice.
Forward
for president. Homeowner
forward.
It moves by 5 seconds, but if you press it twice, it'll tell you how many seconds.
Back 10 seconds.
Likewise, if I hit it 1, 2, 3, 4 times,
20 seconds.
It tells you in 5 second increments. Now, of course, you can hold down the respective key and move by larger chunks, as was mentioned in the training materials. Let's hold down the forward key and we'll hear what it does.
Forward 20 seconds. Forward 1 minute. Forward 5 minutes. New location.
Ask our experts. Reading time, 3 minutes.
Well, we really don't know where we are. Let's
credit
press the I for info button to find out how far we've advanced into the book.
Information. Current position.
Ask our experts.
Time elapsed, 10 minutes. Time remaining, 8 hours, 38 minutes. Total time, 8 hours, 48 minutes, 19. Books. Book. 1. Title.
Consumer Reports, September 2009.
Battery charge remaining, greater than 29 hours, battery powered. Press and hold the info button to play the user guide.
Well, as you can tell, the battery has been recharged since we did our initial demo, as I did it on purpose to show you the sounds that it makes when the battery is low, like less than 1 hour of battery life. So again, we can press the play key.
Can dispute
well, let's add one more bookmark.
Data, such as your name, address,
by pressing
or
the B
social
key.
Security number.
Bookmark inserted.
And information.
And now
that's
let's
not
say
you.
We want to go back to
if
these bookmarks.
Involves
we
such
can
an error,
press the M or menu key.
Article. Jump. Section. Subsection. Phrase. Bookmark. Jump.
100.
And now we can use the keys immediately
the
to the left and the right. The P
report,
for previous.
It's legal.
10 minutes 53 seconds.
Number.
55. Seconds.
Locks
or likewise, the key
courts.
On the right, the N key for next.
10 minutes, 53 seconds.
And information that's not about you.
Well, let's say
if
we don't want these bookmarks.
Error,
we made them just for the fun of it, or we don't care anymore. Basically,
minutes.
What we have to do here.
55 seconds.
Looks like we have to hit the stop key and now hit the bookmark key.
Bookmark removed.
And now if I hit next.
10 minutes, 53 seconds. Seconds.
And information that's not about
bookmark removed.
Okay, so the bookmarks have been removed. So how do we get to the other 18 books that's in here? Again, we would hold down the play key to get back into the menu of books.
Bookshelf 19. Books. Book 1.
Consumer Reports, September 2009.
2.
Consumer Report.
3.
The Matilda Ziegler Magazine for the
4.
The Matilda Ziegler Mag.
5.
The Matilda Ziegler.
6.
Sound and Vision, September.
No, I'm not totally obsessed with Matilda Ziegler, but I did read some interesting articles online that motivated me to actually get the magazine to find out what kind of content they have.
7.
Smart Computing, September 2009.
Okay, so again, remember that you can save your tone controls, your position in the document, and even the speed with which you read each book. Well, I could go on, but I just wanted to give you a good overview of this player. It has many, many features, has great sound quality, and the ability to insert a USB stick to play multiple books. And I understand you can also buy a cartridge with, I guess, a retractable USB extension so that you can plug it in the cartridge, because one of the concerns is having a USB drive hang out of the right side of the unit. Certainly, you could end up hitting it on something or bending the drive. You can get these cartridges. I'm told ILA maybe has one, a 1 gig for about $15. I'd like something with a little larger capacity, but really 1 gig should be enough to amuse you for a while. Anyway, I have an 8 gig USB stick in here. I don't know what the maximum capacity is. If you don't get the latest firmware, you will have to update it before you can play more than one book. Mine already had that in there. So all I had to do was hit the sleep key a number of times. I don't recall how many. Could have been like 12 or something. And then eventually, it kind of told me the version of the firmware that I have installed. Now, by default, when you hit the sleep key, it goes through 15, 30, 45, and 60 minutes.
Sleep, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes.
Smart computing.
Sleep, cancel.
Okay, hitting the play button cancels the sleep. Now, I think maybe I have to disconnect the U3 or USB drive before I can hit sleep and find out what the firmware version is. This is something you'll want to do.
Sleep, 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 sleep. Serial number DA1-001205. Version 2.1.1. Serial number DA1-.
Now, it'll keep repeating that over and over again for quite a number of minutes, but you can simply hit the play stop key. 2.1.1. Now, maybe there's even newer firmware than that. By and large, I've had this device 2 days. It has not hiccuped up any. It's not crashed. It's played the books that I've put into it, and it's done a great job, great sound quality, sped up the books to my liking, plus 4. I'm very impressed. I think the NLS has done a great job from start to finish on this product. Again, the difference between the basic and the advanced, from what I read, is the addition of the 5 buttons that go across the middle of it for information, previous, menu navigation, next item, and bookmark. So if you want those items, you'll need to contact your cooperating network library and make sure that you ask for the advanced model. And then again, if you're getting this for someone else who maybe is not technically savvy, you can simply get the basic unit for them. My understanding is most of the units being made are the basic units, so if you want the advanced unit, if you, say, already own a Victor Reader Stream or want the ability to set bookmarks or jump around in the book, you will want to make sure that you ask for the advanced unit. Now, I understand some places it may be as late as 2013 before all their patrons receive theirs. So certainly if you have not done so yet, it's probably a first-come, first-served basis. Certainly the centurions, those over 100 years of age, and veterans are getting first dibs. Hats off to the NLS. I think they've got it right. It's a good product.
You've been listening to Serotalk. Visit us at www.serotalk.com. Send us an email at resources@serotalk.com or leave us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB 2522. We may read your email or play your voicemail in the next podcast. Join us in 2 weeks as we explore all the internet and life has to offer. Until then, may you have an accessible digital life.